Well, greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
It's good to be back with you this morning.
今天早上能够
This afternoon. This afternoon.
今天下午能够回来很高兴。
Sorry, I'm used to preaching in the morning.
对不起，我总是早上讲道啊。
The people of Calvary Baptist Church.
在我们的教会 ，That's your home church. 我们的教会。
In Phillipsburg.
在我们的家乡。
Send their greetings.
也问众弟兄姊妹们安。
And they want you to know that they are looking forward to my coming back.
他们愿意你们知道，在他们在等候他们的牧师回家。
I told my wife that I was having such a wonderful time. But I was thinking about staying.
我跟我太太说，我在这儿太美好了，我都不想回家了，想留在这儿了。
This morning I want to return to the subject we started on Friday.
今天早上我要回到我们礼拜五所开始的话题。
Specifically to a question.
特别回到一个问题。
What must I do?
我该做什么呢？
What must I do?
我该做什么？
As I said, this is the question at the heart of it all.
正如我所说的，这个问题是我们要讨论的核心。
It's at the heart of every religious system on the planet.
这是世上所有宗教信仰的所问的问题。
It's at the heart of every questioner in the Bible.
这是圣经里头每一个人发问的人所问的核心问题。
And it's at the very core of who we are as human beings.
这也是我们人类我们本性里头所发出的内心的问号。
We're all asking this question.
我们都在问这个问题。
What must I do?
我该做什么呢？
Now we recognize that a right relationship with God.
我们知道跟神的一个正确的关系。
Is His work from beginning to end.
从头到尾都是神自己创始成终的工作。
Every other religion would have you believe differently.
世上其他的宗教都要你不这么相信。
But at the heart of Christian faith is God's work.
但是基督教的核心，信仰的核心，我们相信这一切都是神的工作。
But
但是
in spite of the fact that it's God's work,
尽管这是神所做成的工，
we must respond.
我们人必须要回应神的工作。
And we will respond.
而且我们也会回应。
As God works in us.
当神在我们心里动了善功的时候，我们就会回应他。
So what we are talking about in these sessions.
所以在这些课程里头，我们所讲的。
Is the response that God wants from us.
就是神盼望从我们这里所得到的回应是什么。
As he works in us.
当他在我们心中动工。
This is what he wants from us.
这就是他要我们的回应。
Repentance,
悔改和信心。
Now, we're dealing with the subject of conversion.
我们在讲到归信的这个主题。
It's one of those complicated ideas.
这是一个比较复杂的一个概念了。
And yet it's very simple.
但虽然复杂，却也很简单。
The entirety of the human race,
整个人类
is over in this direction.
都在走这个方向。
It is a people who hate God.
我们是一群背逆神的人，恨恶神的人。
They love sin and what is evil.
我们天生都恨恶神，而且我们爱犯罪。
And they're under the wrath of God.
而且我们在神的愤怒之下。
That's normal human beings, right?
这是人类的本性，这是人正常的方向，背道而驰。
Conversion is being made into a person in this direction.
归信神就是转向，转过来，朝另一个方向。
Who loves God.
变成一个爱神的人。
Who hates his or her sin.
就恨恶我们的罪了。
And is a child of God.
就成了神的儿女了。
So conversion is that process.
所以归信就是这个过程。
Of being changed from this to this.
从与神背道而驰变成与神同行。180
degree difference.
180度的 扭转。
Going from being a person who hates God,
从一个恨恶神的人
to being a person who loves God,
变成一个爱神的人。
Going from being a person who loves sin,
从一个爱罪的人爱犯罪的人
to being a person who hates,
变成一个恨恶犯罪的人。
And going from being a person that's under the wrath of God,
从一个在神的愤怒之下的人
to being a person who is loved by God,
成了一个蒙神所爱的人。
That's a change.
这就是这个归性的改变。
That's conversion.
这就是归性的过程。
And there are two parts to this change.
好，这个归性有两个部分。
The first half of the turn,
这个首先的九十度的转弯。
Is called repentance.
称之为悔改。
Because it's about turning from something.
因为是从一件事情转过来，那叫悔改。
Turning from rebellion and sin.
从叛逆，从犯罪回转。
Turning from hating God.
从恨恶神回转。
Turning from being someone under the wrath of God.
从神的愤怒之下回转。
And on Friday night, we talked about this idea of repentance.
礼拜五我们已经开始讲到这个悔改的概念。
And I defined it like this.
我是这么定义的啊。
It's a change of mind.
悔改是一个
that produces a lasting change of behavior.
心回意转是一个心意的改变，带来了一个行动的改变。
It's a recognition of something. Firstly.
首先是认识到一些问题，明白一些问题。
And that recognition leads to response.
好，这个明白，这个认识导致了行动，一个回应。
It's about me understanding that there are things in me that are sinful.
这是一个明白，在我里面我有罪，我认识到我自己有罪。
Which then causes me to do something about it.
然后导致我采取行动。
To turn.
我就回转了。
Now you remember I said there's three components to true biblical repentance.
记得我讲了，真正的合乎圣经的悔改有三个成分，有三个部分。
First,
首先
there's an understanding of what is sinful.
明白何谓罪恶。
It's an understanding that God is holy and I am sinful.
明白神是圣洁的，而我是有罪的。
It starts.With an understanding.
是从理性，从明白开始。
But then it follows.
然后紧接着。
With a choice to modify my behavior.
然后就觉知，要改变我的行为，要归正。
To respond in some way to what I now know.
因为我明白了，所以我要回应我所明白的，我要采取行动。
But it's more even than that.
但是也超越。超越仅仅是觉知要归正而已。
True biblical repentance includes also a third step.
真正的合乎圣经的悔改更包括了第三个步骤。
And that's a commitment.
就是委身。
That moves beyond just not sinning anymore.
这不仅仅是我不犯罪，我不再去做而已。
We saw it in 2 Corinthians 7.
我们看到在哥林多
前
后书的第七章。
That Paul lists a number of these things.
保罗，讲了这一些事情，十一节。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Number of these things that are true about a person who's truly repentant.
一个真正悔改的人就会有这些表现：殷勤、自述、自恨、恐惧等等。
They have a new eagerness.
他们有一个新的殷勤。
They have a new anger over the fact that they have sinned.
他们自己因为犯罪，所以他们恨恶自己的罪。
They're afraid to sin again.
他们也惧怕，不敢再犯罪了。
And rightly afraid of God Himself.
他们也敬畏神，惧怕神。
They have a longing to be what is good.
而且他们想念，他们盼望能够成为一个讨神喜悦的人。
And a zeal to do what is right.
而且有股热心要做那正确的事情。
And are willing to discipline themselves.
而且愿意责罚自己，愿意自己。自律
to put out of their lives anything that would lead them to sin.
他们愿意把所有的小辫子都剪了，把所有的小尾巴都斩断。
Painful as it may be,
尽管很痛苦。
Genuine repentance is more than just remorse.
真正的悔改超越了懊悔，不仅仅是懊悔，心里懊悔，更是悔改。
It's more than just feeling bad about what you've done.
不仅仅是心里头愁苦啊，心里头觉得懊丧而已。
It's about making a real commitment to change.
乃是做 抉择，真正的愿意委身，要改变，积极的委身。
No, we don't do it perfectly. I understand that.
当然，我们悔改不是百分之百做的十全十美了。
We got to struggle with it.
我还有挣扎，我明白。
It's going to be constant pressure to go back.
我们还是有不断有外头来的压力，叫我们是回头草，走回头路。
But the first part of true conversion.
但是真正的回归性的第一部分
，is a real sense of repentance.
是一个真正的悔改。
That's the first half of the term.
这是这个归信的头一半的回转。
This morning, then, we're going to talk about.
This afternoon, then.
I'm sorry. This afternoon, we're going to talk about.
我们要继续讲到。
We're going to talk about the second half of this term.
这个归信的第二个转变的部分。
We're going to complete the process of conversion.
我们要完成这个回归的整个过程。
Tonight, then, Lord willing,
好，今天晚上如果主许可
come back and talk about how they come back together.
我们会看看这个悔改跟信心怎么是息息相关有关系的。
Now, the first thing we have to do is define what faith is.
首先呢，我们要下定义何谓信心。
Unfortunately, there are a lot of wrong definitions.
很不幸的，很多人对信心有错误的理解，错误的定义。
There are many people who use faith as a spiritual grouping.
有些人认为这个信心就是归属宗教的群体，一种信仰，以为信心就是一种信仰。
They say, I belong to a certain faith.
他们说我属于哪一个派，哪个宗派。
I belong to the Catholic faith.
我属于这个天主教信仰。
They're using it as a grouping.
他们认为这是一个宗教团体，宗教群体。
But that's not a biblical definition of faith.
但这个不是合乎圣经的信心的定义。
Some use it as they define it as an emotional sense.
还有些人认为呢，信心是里头一种感觉，一种把握啊。
A sense of self-assurance.
我很自信，我很有把握啊。
They say something like, "My faith is important to me."
他会说，我这个信心对我很重要啊。
It's a set of feelings that they have about themselves.
其实是一种他们的自信啊，对自己的一种自己的把握确信。
They talk about what they are in terms of this thing called faith.
他们说我因为我有信心啊，没问题啊啊。
And that's not biblical faith.
这也不是合乎圣经的信心。
Yes, there may be elements of feeling involved in faith.
当然，信心里头也有感觉啊，也有情感的成分。
But genuine faith is not an emotion.
但真正的信心不仅仅是一种感觉，一种情感的回应而已。
And it's very dangerous to mix up the two.
把这两者混淆了是很危险的。
Some people also use it as just a sense of spirituality.
还有人认为呢，信心是一个觉得很属灵啊。
I am a person of great faith.
我是一个很有信心的人。
But that's not biblical faith.
这也不是合乎圣经的信心。
In their case, all they're doing is patting themselves on the back.
在他们的情况下，只是有种信念，他们自我安慰。
But it's not biblical faith.
但这也不是合乎圣经的信心，不是一种信念而已。
There's a lot of improper definitions of faith in our world today.
所以有很多不合乎圣经的信心在这个世界上。
So we have to ask, what does the Bible say faith?
所以我们必须要问的问题是。在圣经里头，何谓真信心
？So I want to talk about faith in terms of some terminology.
好，我要看看一些圣经里头的信心的概念啊，一些。
Its objective nature.
它的客观的本质。
And the source.
还有信心的来源。
And then most importantly.
好，还有更重要的。
The elements that make up genuine faith.
真正信心所组成的一些成分是什么？
So let's start with some terminology.
好，首先我们来看看这个信心的概念啊。
The Greek word for faith.
在希腊文信心这个词。
Is the word pistis.
就这个词儿。
Pistis.
就这个词。
It literally means to trust in something.
它这个本来的意思就是信靠，就是信，相信。
It's to rely upon something.
就是信赖。
You can put trust in things that you can put faith in things that you trust.
因为你信赖他，所以你就依靠他，你就交托给他，你可以把自己交托给你信靠的东西。
For example, I have faith.
譬如
the airplane that I'm going to get in tomorrow.
我有信心啊，明天我要坐的那个飞机啊
will successfully get me to Denver.
会把我平安的带到我的目的地。
It's to trust in something.
那我就在信赖我的飞机了，信靠。
In many ways, faith is a radical trust.
从很多角度来说啊，信心是一种彻底的交托。
I'm using this word radical.
我用这个彻底这个词啊。
Because I want to distinguish it from just an ordinary trust.
因为我要把这个信心跟一般的信靠分别开来。
I can trust in my car.
我可以信靠我的车。
I can have faith in my car.
我可以信我的车，对不对？
But biblical faith,
但是合乎圣经的概念呢
has a radical element to it.
这个信心是彻底的、完全的信靠。
And we'll come back to that in a moment.
我们一会儿还会再讲到。
In the Bible, faith is also
在圣经里头呢，信心也是
a whole body of beliefs.
也是一个有系统的信仰信条。
In Jude 3, for example,
譬如在犹大书第三节
it's called the faith once delivered to the saints.
将那一次交付圣徒的真道称之为
a whole set of beliefs.
是一个有系统的信条的系统，信仰的系统。
Sometimes in the New Testament,
有时候在新约圣经里头
the word is used in a more passive sense.
这个词呢，信心是用在一个比较消极的概念里头。
Meaning just faithfulness.
意思就是说信实，哦，信用。
Or keeping a promise.
或者是守信用，讲信用，说话算话。
You're faithful to someone when you keep a promise to them.
当你守你的承诺的时候，你就讲信用了。
Now this version of faith.
好，这个对信心的认识呢
is only used a few times in the New Testament.
在新约里头呢，只用了几次这样的认识。
Most of the references to faith in the New Testament
在新约里头大多数讲到信的时候呢
are active words
都是一个积极的一个词
It's a reliance upon something outside of yourself
是信赖一个在你之外的一件事情或者东西
A trust in something
就是信靠
And specifically
特别是信靠
A trust in something you would not normally trust in.
信靠一件你平常不会相信的东西。
It's normal to trust in your car.
你信你的车很正常吗？
Biblical faith is radical trust.
但是合乎圣经的信心是彻底的超越这个信心。
Trusting in something that you would not normally trust in.
你信一件你一般情况下不会去信靠的东西。
Jesus, by the way,
顺便提一下，
uses the passive form
用这个信赖这个消极的用法
one time
只用了一次
all the rest of the times he uses it
其他情况下主耶稣用这个词的时候
he uses it in that active sense
都是用积极的这个概念
giving yourself in trust to something
完全的信托信靠交托把自己摆上
So the word means trust.
所以这个词的意思就是信靠。
Faith is trust.
信心就是信靠，信
赖。Now, faith always is objective.
信心啊，也总是很客观的。
What I mean by that,
当我说客观的时候
is that faith is always in something.
因为我们所信靠的总是在信靠一件东西或者一个人。
There are too many people that say,I have faith.
很多人说我有信心啊。
But you don't just have faith.
但是你不仅仅是有信心而已。
You have faith in something.
你乃是在信靠一件事或者一个人。
People always say to me, I have faith.
人总是对我说我有信心啊，我信啊，我信啊。
And my question is,
我的问题是
faith in what?
你信什么？
What have you trusted in?
你所信靠的对象是谁？是什么？
Faith is always in something.
信心总是有一个对象
Faith has an object.
信心有所它依靠的对象
You look to the object.
你看那个对象
You trust in the object.
你信靠那个对象
It's not just faith in a general sense.
不仅仅是信信信信而已。
It's trust in something specific.
乃是信靠一件特别的东西或者一个特别的人。
Now,
好。
In the Bible,
在圣经里。
Biblical faith
合乎圣经的信心
is in practicality
在实际的表现上
a trust in the promises of God
是信神的应许
What we are really trusting in
我们所信靠的
is what God has promised to do
是神所应许的话语他要做什么
This is why the New Testament can say
所以新约可以那么说
that Abraham was justified by faith.
亚伯拉罕因信称义
What did he trust in?
亚伯拉罕因信信什么
He trusted in the promise of God.
他信神的应许
God had said to him
神已经告诉他了
Follow me to Canaan
跟着我到迦南地去
And I will make you into a great nation.
我就必使你成为大国
And so Abraham,
亚伯拉罕就信靠了神的应许，他就去了。
And followed God,
就跟着神去了。
He was trusting in the promise of God.
亚伯拉罕信靠的是神的应许，神的话语。
And in the New Testament,
在新约里头
，we trust in the promise of God.
我们也是信靠神的应许。
What has God promised to us?
神应许我们什么呢
？That if we believe in His Son,
如果我们相信他的儿子耶稣基督。
He will save us.
他就会拯救我们。
He will rescue us.
他就会救我们脱离死亡。
He will love us.
他就会爱我们。
So what we're trusting in,
所以我们在信靠他的应许。
Is what he's promised to do.
我们所信的就是信他所应许要做的事。
The object then of our faith,
所以我们信心的对象
is God's promise.
就是神的应许。
However,
然而
often in the New Testament,
往往在新约里面。
The object of faith,
我们信信心的对象呢
is Christ's work,
是主耶稣基督所成就的工作
His cross,
他的十字架
His resurrection,
他的复活
His promises,
他的应许
Teachings,
他的教导
And we say to people, trust in Jesus.
我们告诉别人说要信靠耶稣
But if you think about it carefully,
但如果你仔细思考一下
What we're really doing,
其实我们在做的是
is we're trusting in the promise of God behind that.
我们是在信靠主耶稣所做的这一切的背后的神的应许。
We look to the cross.
我们仰望十字架。
We look to the resurrection.
我们仰望这基督复活。
And in those events,
在那些事件的背后
，we see the promise of God.
我们看到神的应许。
He raised his son.
神叫他的儿子从死里复活。
Look at that.
我们看到这样。
And we say, there's the promise of God.
你看到没有，神的应许。
And we trust.
我们信靠神的应许。
In what God has promised.
这因为神应许要这么做，他果然这么做，我们就信。
So theologically.
所以从神学上来说。
We're believing in a promise.
我们是在信一个应许。
The object of that promise.
我们所信靠的对象。
Is the work of promise.
是基督所成就的。
Notice how they kind of go together.
你看到没有这些息息相关的事儿。
But faith always has an object.
但是信心一定有对象的。
You either trust in Jesus.
你要不就信靠耶稣基督。
Or you don't.
要不你就不信。
You can't just say I have faith.
你不能说我信啊，我信啊，信什么
？You have to say I have faith in something.
你必须说我信什么。
Now the good news is.
好消息，这福音乃是。
That the source of our faith.
我们信仰的根源
，Where we get faith，
我们哪里得到信心呢
？How we trust in God，
我们如何信靠神呢
？Is that God gives us that ability？
是因为神把信的这个能力赐给了我们。
We trust in God because
我们信靠神，因为
He has given us the ability to trust。
他给了我们信的能力。
In Ephesians 2:8-9,
以弗所书第二章的八到九节
，We are told that faith is a gift.
圣经告诉我们，信心是神所赐的，是一个礼物。
We are told that God gives us this gift by grace.
神告诉我们说，因着他的恩典，他把这个信心赐给我们。
Normal human beings do not possess faith.
正常人呐，不会天生就有信心。
They do not have the power to believe in Jesus.
他们没有信靠耶稣的能力。
According to Ephesians 2,
根据以弗所书第二章
they're morally dead.
他们是死在罪恶过犯中
and incapable of responding.
他们没有能力回应神。
They do not want to trust in Christ.
所以不信主的人，他们天生不会要去信。
And so no one will trust in Christ unless God gives them the ability.
所以除非神赐给他们这个信心的礼物，这个信心的能力，没有人会去信靠耶稣的。
We're not naturally inclined to trust God.
我们天生没有信靠神的倾向，没有那个宗教情操，没有。
Let me give you an example that will help you.
让我给你一个例子啊，能够帮助你。
How many of you would rather drive than fly somewhere?
好，你们有没有人宁可开车不愿意坐飞机的？
How many of you are afraid to fly?
有没有人怕坐飞机？怕坐飞机？
Wow.
We all flew here. 我们都飞过
来。That's true. Well, there's a lot of Americans that don't like to fly.
但很多美国人啊，不敢飞的。
They'd rather drive.
他们宁可开，自己开车。
They'd rather get to their destination in a car.
宁可坐车去。
Rather than a plane.
也不要坐飞机去。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么？ I know.
Because in a car,
因为开车呢，
you're in control.
你在控制。
In an airplane,
而飞机呢？
You gotta trust someone else.
你必须信另外一个人。
You gotta trust the two guys in the front.
你要信靠那个两个前面的驾驶员。
You gotta trust that they know what they're doing.
你要信他们知道自己在干啥。
When I was flying here from Denver,
当我从我老家从飞过来的时候
，and when we were taking off,
我们正要起飞的时候
，I was thinking to myself,
我自己想了
，I could never do this.
我办不到。
I could never get all that aluminum and steel off the ground.
我永远不可能把那些一大片铝啊从地上。
But somehow they know how.
但这些人驾驶员知道把这一大块铝弄天上。
We took off and flew and landed just fine.
哎，而且我们就飞起来了，又降落了，
But most
安全到达。
Human beings
但是大多数人类啊
，don't like to give up control of their lungs.
不愿意放弃控制自己生命的。
They'd rather do it themselves.
他们宁可自己来。
Than let someone else do.
也不让别人代替他们。
Even if the person is a professional.
尽管那个人是个职业飞机师。
They'd rather do it themselves.
但他们宁可自己开车。
I mean, I'd rather fix my own plumbing.
你知道，我宁可把我家的那个厕所
than hire a professional.
自己弄好那个水下水道不通，我也不去找别人来帮忙。哎 ，help me.
Okay. Help you. Okay. Yeah. However,
然而
when it comes to faith,
当讲到信心的时候
，we must do.
我们必须要去做。
We must trust.
我们必须信靠。
We must turn away from trusting in ourselves.
我们必须不再信靠我们自己。
To trusting in Christ.
乃是信靠基督另一位。
And the only way we can do that.
我们之所以能够那么做，唯一的方法
is when God gives us that ability.
是神给我们这个信靠的能力。
When He puts faith into us.
当他把信心放在我们里面，我们才能信靠。
Which we then trust.
然后我们才能够信靠基督。
We are not puppets.
我们不是木偶，牵线木偶。
Don't hear me say that we're just marionettes on strings.
不要认为我们就像那个木偶一样。
We must respond.
我们必须回应。
When God calls.
当神呼召的时候，我们要回应。
But the good news is.
但是好消息。
Is that God gives us.
福音就是神赐给我们。
The ability to respond.
赐给我们回应的能力。
And we will.
而且我们必要回应。
What must I do?
我必须做什么呢？我该做什么呢
？I must believe.
我必须信靠他。
I must trust.
我必须信赖他。
In Christ.
信靠基督。
Now let's talk about what makes faith faith.
好，我们来看看，何谓信心啊？什么是真信心
words, ？Let's distinguish false faith from genuine faith.
换言之，我们把假信心和真信心分别开来看。
As I said, there's a lot of false faith in the world.
正如我说的，世界上有很多人有假信心。
Even amongst people who call themselves Christians.
甚至在那些自称为基督徒的人当中，有很多假信心。
These elements will distinguish the true from the false.
这些得救信心的成分呢，会把那些假信心分别开来。
And for those of you who are here on Friday night,
那些在礼拜五听过这个道的人
，You might find this being very similar.
你可能认为这个差不多啊。
First,
第一
，faith begins with something called nosia.
啊，信心第一步呢，称之为这个字，这是个希腊文。
It's a conviction.
这是一个
A firm persuasion.
是一个把握一个确信理性。
An understanding.
是一个明白头脑里的理性上的明白头脑的相信一个把握。嗯。
You have to start with what you understand.
你要做什么事之前，你首先要明白，才能开始做。
Just like repentance.
正如悔改一样。
You start with understanding that something is sinful.
你首先要明白啊，这是罪，这是不对的。
In faith.
然后信心呢？
You start with understanding that something is trustworthy.
也一样，你首先明白，哎，这个是可靠的。
You listen to what the scripture says.
你听到圣经上说的是什么？
And you see the truth in it.
然后你看到圣经里的真理。
You come to understand it.
啊，你首先要明白，要知道，要认识，理性上。
Things like this.
好，像这样。
Human beings are sinners.
譬如人是罪人，人都是有罪。
Christ died to save sinners.
耶稣基督死为了拯救罪人。
God has promised to save a people.
神应许要拯救一群人。
Facts.
这些是事实。
Realities.
这些是真理。
Truths.
真的，这些是真理。
Gotta start with that.
从这里开始。
Genuine faith is built on understanding.
所以真正的信心是建立在理性的基础上。首先要明白，要理解。
That's why it's not an emotion.
所以这不仅是一种感觉。
It's not a feeling.
不是一种这种情绪而已。哦。
It's a sense of understanding.
乃是首先要明白，理性上知道，头脑里明白抓住。
Let me be clear.
好，让我讲清楚啊。
The New Testament is filled.
新约里头充满了。
With references to knowledge,
充满了讲要知识，要认识，要晓得，要明白。
As the beginning of faith,
这是信心的起步。
Nowhere,
从来没有
any biblical writer,
从来没有圣经任何的作者
ever make faith a feeling,
说信心是一种感觉而已，从来没有。
And the reason why is simple.
为什么那么简单？
Emotions change.
因为感觉会改变呐。不要跟着感觉走啊
！Facts,
而事实永不改变。
Truths are foundational.
真理是基础性的。
Emotions change.
感觉总是起起伏伏的。
You will feel differently tomorrow than you do today.
那你明天的感觉跟今天感觉不一样。
Today you're happy, tomorrow you'll be depressed.
今天你很高兴，明天也许你就忧郁症。
And maybe by Tuesday you'll feel good again.
也许礼拜二你又恢复了 happy 症。
But that's not faith.
这不是信心，高高低低，
Because it's constantly changing.
因为感觉总是起伏不
定的。Genuine faith starts with
真的信心。
Understanding of truths.
信心的起步是理性上的认识，知道。
And let me also be clear about something else.
好，我也要讲清楚另一件事。
There's no such thing as blind faith.
世上没有所谓的盲目的信心，没有盲目的信心。
You know what the truths are.
你知道你信的是什么。
You believe in them.
你深信你所信的。
You don't go in like this.
你不是蒙着眼睛信的，糊里糊涂信，不。
You cannot put your trust in what you do not know.
你不可能信靠你所不知道的东西。
The only reason you trust your car,
你之所以能够信靠你的车
is because you know it.
因为你知道你的车什么样子。
You know what it's capable of doing.
你知道这车能做什么。
You start with an understanding.
你从理性开始，头脑开始。
Notia first.
认识，认识。
But then it moves to step two.
然后第二步。
Just an understanding is not enough.
仅仅理性的知道不够。
There are millions of people on this planet.
因为世界上有成千上万的人
who know the basics of the Christian faith.
知道基督教信仰的一些基本要道
They can quote you the creeds.
他们可以告诉你我们的信仰告白的信条是什么
They know that Jesus was raised from the dead.
他们知道耶稣从死里复活，理性上知道
But that's not faith.
但是那不是信心
It requires a second step.
需要第二个步骤
And that step is surrender.
好，这个步骤。是意志上的降服，降服。
In theological circles, it's called assensus.
在神学的这个圈子里头，称之为这个词。
It's a conviction that that truth,
这是一个确信，这个真理
is personal,
是跟我息息相关，跟我有关。
It matters to me,
跟我个人有关系。
It's one thing to say Christ died for sinners.
你说耶稣基督为罪人而死这些回事啊。
It's another thing to say Christ died for me.
但是当你说基督不仅是为罪人乃是为我而死就完全不同了。
We can say human beings are sinners.
我们可以说罪人人人都是罪人啊所有的人类都罪人啊。
But faith requires us to say I am a sinner.
但是信心要求我们说我
It's taking those truths.
就是把这些真理
And making them personal.
信心就是把这些真理变成我的。
It applies to me.
运用在我个人的身上。
Christ died.
是基督死了。
But Christ died for me.
他是为我而死。
It's the second step.
这是第二步。
You see, many people who know the facts.
你知道很多人都知道这些真理啊。
Never make it personal.
但是从来没有运用在自己个人身上。
Never embrace it for themselves.
从来没有自己降服抓住这个真理。
It's true.
是真的真的真理是没错。
It's just not true for them.
但是对我个人来说不是真的。
So it's an application of the truth.
所以不仅是真理而且是运用真理在自己身上。
To ourselves.
在我们自己身上。
But that's still not saving faith.
但这还不能使你得救，不是真正得救的信心。
Really?
真的吗？还不够吗？
It requires also a third step.
这更要求真信心，还有第三步。
Notice the parallels.
注意这些平行啊。
Between faith and repentance.
信心和悔改的之间的平行。
Repentance starts with a knowledge of something.
悔改也是从认识开始。
And then says, I'm going to act on it because it matters to me.
然后要采取行动，我要觉知，我要悔改，因为跟我有关系啊。
But you remember I said,
你记得我说的吗？
That it's not real repentance.
这还不是真正的悔改。
Until it takes that third step.
直到你采取第三步。
And the same is true here.
同样，信心也是如此。
It's one thing to know what is true.
你知道什么是真的，什么是可靠的，是一回事。
And even to say it applies to me.
甚至你说，跟我有关啊。
But unless it has a commitment.
但除非你愿意委身。
It isn't faith.
就不是信心，你要委身于真理。
The third word is called fiducia.
好，第三个词称之为委身。
It's a giving of the will.
这是把你整个意志、整个人
to the truth.
都委身于真理。
This is why faith is radical.
所以信心是彻底的，一百八十度。
Why it's not just a simple trust.
这不仅仅是我信啊，我信啊，这个简简单单的信而已。
Biblical faith is a radical trust.
合乎圣经的信心乃是一个彻底的信靠。
One that encompasses everything you are.
这把你整个人，把你的全人都投入在进。
You don't trust with just your head.
你不仅仅用你的头脑相信而已。
You don't trust with just your heart.
你不仅仅用你的心相信而已。
You trust with your whole life.
你乃是全心全意全人的信靠。
The fiducia of faith
委身于真理的信心
is that sense of saying
就是说
all that I am
我一切所有的
is now affected by that
如今都被这个信心改变
I understand it
我明白了理性上
it applies to me
跟我有关系
and I put in my whole life into it
而且我全心全意的投入
that's biblical faith
这才是合乎圣经的信心
See where many Christians go wrong.
你知道很多基督徒啊，在此怎么错误
？When it comes to faith,
当讲到信心的时候，他们都认识错误。
Is they don't bet their whole life on it.
因为他们没有全心投入，没有把自己生命当作赌注投入。
Sure, they'll accept the truths.
是他们头脑接受这个真理，理性上接受啊。
Maybe have some emotional response.
也许也有一些感情上的回应啊。
But in order for it to be true trust and faith,
但是要成为真正的信心
you got to go all in.
你必须全心投入，毫无保留，走到底，破釜沉舟。
See, there's far too many Christians who say they have faith.
你知道太多基督徒，他们都说，哦，我信，我信啊。
And since we know we're saved by faith,
既然我们得救是本乎言盈的信啊
，we ask them this question.
我们就问他们这个问题
，How do you know you're saved?
你怎么知道你得救了？
Now, what should the answer be?
这答案应该是什么？怎么知道你得救
？What should the answer be to that question?
哎，这个问题答案是什么
？How do you know that you are saved?
你怎么知道你得救了？一定得救，上天堂得永生，怎么知道
？If you say to me, because I have faith,
如果你告诉我，因为我信啊
，my question back is going to be.
那我对你的回应是
Faith in what?
你的信心是信什么？
And if you say I have faith in Jesus,
如果你说我信耶稣啊，
then I'm going to ask you,
那我就要问你了，
how much of your life is affected by that?
你的生命被你的信仰影响多少？
Are you trusting only in Him?
你是不是信靠唯独基督？
Or have you decided to hedge your bets?
或者你还有后备，还有后补，还有别的出路？
Something else maybe that you'll add to it to say, just in case.
或者你有所保留，你说我信靠耶稣，但是我
还有其他的退路。
English is called hedging your bets.
意思就是说
还留了一手，没有完全获胜。
About saying, well, yes, I'm going to believe in Jesus.
是我信靠耶稣，没错。
But I know that I need something more than that.
但是我知道我还除了耶稣，我还需要另一些东西。
God will probably be happy with me.
神也许还会
喜悦我。
如果我信耶稣，神会喜悦的。
And I go to church every Sunday.
而且我再加上每个礼拜去礼拜堂。
And I put money in the plate.
我再奉献点钱。
And I pray every day.
然后每天祷告。
And read my Bible.
要读我圣经。
See, because when I stand before God,
你看，当我站在神面前的时候
，He's going to ask me.
神就问我了。
What did you do?
你做了些什么呢
？And too many of us.
我们太多人了。
Have a little bucket full of stuff.
我们还藏了另一些东西。
That we've added.
我们加在。
Just in case.
加在信心之外，加在耶稣之外，万一不够的话，我再加一些东西。
Listen to me.
听我说。
That's not biblical faith.
那不是合乎圣经的信心。
And it saves no one.
那样的。假信心不能拯救任何人。
Biblical faith says,
合乎圣经的信心说
I am all in.
我全心全人的投入信靠基督。
And there's nothing else I'm trusting in.
除他以外我别无信靠。
Except what he did.
除了基督为我所成就的。
Ask me what I'm going to say to God when I stand before him.
你问我当我站在神的审判台前，我会怎么回答？你问我。
Go ahead, ask me.
问他。
Okay, here's what I'm going to say.
我会回答。
You know what I'm going to say?
你知道我会说什么？
Nothing.
我什么都不靠。
I'm going to point.
我要指向他。
To Christ.
基督。
And that's it.
唯独基督。
Because I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to say,
因为我站在神面前，我要说
I'm all in on Him.
我的一切
There's nothing more.
都信靠他，除他以外
He did it.
我别无盼望
I got nothing.
他成就一切，我什么都没干
We come to God.
我们来到神面前
With an empty,
两手空空无代价
of faith. We come with an empty hand of faith.
我们两手空空，凭着信心而来。
I got nothing.
我自己一无所有。
I got nothing to offer God.
我无善可陈。
None of my church attendance.
不是我上教会做礼
拜。Or my preaching.
我的讲道。
Or my Bible reading.
我读圣经。
Or the fact that I was a good person.
或者我是个好人，我心地善良。
Took care of the neighbor next door.
我帮助我的邻居，我做好事。但没有任何自己的善行。
No, just one thing.
我唯独信靠唯一的一位。
What he did.
他为我做。
That is fiducia.
这就是委身于
All in
全心的信赖
Nothing else
除他以外别无拯救
That's a radical trust
这是一个彻底的信靠
Radical because it abandons yourself
这是彻底的因为把你一切对你自己的自信都放弃
I'm not trusting myself
我不再信我自己
Trusting in him
我唯独信他
Now let me be clear.
好，让我再讲清楚。
Saving faith
叫你得救的信心
requires
需要
all three elements.
这三个成分缺一不可。
You must know.
你首先要知道，理性知道。
Appropriate
而且要接受。
And you must surrender
而且要委身，要降服。
There is no other way by which men are saved.
除他以外，别无拯救，唯有信靠基督。
Faith alone，
唯独信心。
Sola fide， in Latin，
唯独信心。拉丁文是 sola fide。
Is it？
仅此而已。除他以外。
A faith that does not surrender itself to the totality of Christ is not saving faith. The scariest passage in the Bible is Jesus' words in Matthew 7.
是主耶稣在马太福音第七章所说的话。
These words scare me.
这些话叫我战惊。
And they ought to scare you.
也应该叫你惧怕。
Jesus at the end of the Sermon on the Mount
在登山宝训的末了，主耶稣说
says these words.
他说
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord,will enter the kingdom of heaven.
凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国。
What?
什么？
There are people who are going to stand before God and call Jesus Lord.
有很多人要站在主耶稣面前称主耶稣主啊主啊。
And they're not going to go into the kingdom of heaven?
但是他们不能进到天国去。
What's missing?
他们缺了什么？
They call him Lord.
他们称他为主啊耶稣啊我信你啊。
So why don't they go?
为什么进不去？
But the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
And what is the will of the Father in heaven?
天父的旨意是什么？
That we believe on Jesus Christ.
他的旨意就是我们信靠他的儿子耶稣基督，信他。
We could stand before Jesus on the last day.
我们可以在末日站在耶稣面前。
And call him Lord.
称他为主啊，主啊。
Because we understand the truths.
因为我们明白真理了。
And even want to make them applicable to ourselves.
我们甚至愿意自己个人接受他。
But if we're not all in.
但是如果我们不是完全委身于他。
If we're not coming to him in his way.
我们不是照着他的方法来到他面前。
He rejects us.
他就会拒绝我们。
See the warning?
你看到这个警戒没有？
It's a warning.
这是个严肃的警戒。
Do not assume.
不要以为。
That just because you're good.
因为你是个好人啊。
Or just because you go to church.
啊，你来教会啊。
Or because you're generous.
或者你很慷慨大方。
That any of that's going to matter.
那些会救你，不可能的。
There are many pagans.
有很多外邦人拜
偶
像，他们也是心地善良啊。
There are many pagans who are generous.
他们也很慷慨啊。
Who would never call Jesus Lord?
他们也不会称耶稣为主的。
So why would we assume?
但是为什么我们要以为
any of that's going to matter?
我们做好事，我们做这些可以使自己得救。
The will of the Father is for us to trust only.In Jesus Christ.
天父的旨意乃是叫我们信靠唯独基督。
And if you're trusting in something else,
如果你在信靠任何其他东西，
you're in danger of hearing those words from Jesus.
你就可能有一天听耶稣说这些话。
Be afraid.
你要怕，你要战惊。
Be very afraid.
你要惧怕，恐惧战惊。
In the book of James, the passage that you read aloud this morning,
我们刚刚读的雅各书的第二章。
James makes this same point.
雅各也说了同样的道理。
Very difficult passage that you read.
这段经文是比较难理解的。
And much debated in the church.
在教会里头曾经有一些争议。
In fact, Martin Luther,
其实马丁路德呢，
when he translated James into German,
当他把雅各书翻译成德文的时候，
decided that he didn't want this book in the Bible.
马丁路德说这本书不应该在圣经里头。
He put it in an appendix.
他把它放在后面的附录。
And then later, when he finally understood what James was saying,
后来最后呢，马丁路德明白雅各所说的话。
He put it back.
他又把那个雅各书放回圣经里头。
But what James says in these verses,
雅各所说的这些话，在这些经文里头，
is two men having a conversation.
是两个人在对话。
One is saying,
一个说。
I have good works.
我有善行啊，我有好行为啊。
I do good things.
我做很多好事儿。
My generosity is well known.
我这个慷慨大家都知道，我慷慨解囊帮助人呢。
And the second man is James.
第二个人是雅各。
Who's saying I have faith?
他说我有信心。
And the difference between the two.
这两个人的不同呢？
is that the goodness of James
是雅各的善良
is a result of his faith
是因着他信而产生的善行
The first man believes
而第二人相信呢
that he's creating faith
他在制造信心
by doing good things
借着他的善行他在制造信心
In other words, the first man is standing before God
换言之呢第一个人站在神面前
and pointing to the good things he's done
指向他自己所做的善事
But the second man says
但第二个人说
I will show you my faith
我要借着我的行为
by my life
把我的
and when you look at me
信心显给你看当你看我的时候
you will know
你就知道
that I'm only trusting in Christ
我信靠的是唯独基督
John chapter 3 and verse 36
约翰福音第三章三十六节
Jesus makes an extraordinary statement
耶稣说了一句令人震惊的话
He says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life.
信子的人有永生。
Whoever, what? The word is believes. The word is faith. Whoever has faith, whoever believes in the Son.
第一句啊，信子的人，信是相信，相信神儿子人有永生。
Has eternal life.
就有永生。
But notice the second half of the phrase.
注意这第二段啊。
Which negates it, okay? Turns it over.
又反过来了，就把它否认了。
Whoever does not... Obey,
不信，中文说不信啊，其实是不。
Shall not see life.
死的人得不着永生。
Jesus making one point.
好，这里耶稣讲的是一个意思。
Those who trust in Him,
那些信死的人有永生，信神儿子的有永生。
Those whose lives do not demonstrate that they're all in,
那些生活上不能表现出完全顺服的人的人。
Because Jesus says
得不到永生
they have not obeyed.
耶稣他们没有顺服，没有信，就是没有顺服。
And what have they not obeyed?
他们没有顺服什么呢？
The call of God.
神的呼召。
To trust in Him.
神呼召他们来信靠他，信赖他。到此为止，信靠，仅仅信靠。
So a genuine commitment to Christ by faith.
是一个真正的凭着信心委身于神的人。
Will produce a change of life
必定在他的生命中产生改变结出
a radical change
一个彻底的改变彻头彻脑180度
that everybody will see
别人都会看得见的
everybody will know
别人都会知道的哈
by looking at you
看到你
that you're trusting only in Christ
你信靠的是唯独基督
and not in yourself
你不是在信自己
because they will never hear you say
因为他们不会听到你再说了
What I've done,
我做了这个，我做了那个。
Will make me right with God.
我做的会使我在神面前被接纳。
It's a radical commitment to the truth.
这乃是一个完全的、彻底的委身于真理。
No compromise.
没有任何保留，没有任何妥协。
All in.
完全信靠他。
Only Him.
唯独他。
Nothing else.
除他以外，别无。
That's faith.
那就是真信心。
Now look with me, if you will, at Hebrews 11:1.
我们一起来看看希伯来书第十一章的第一节。
Probably the most famous verse in the Bible having to do with faith.
也许圣经里头有关信心的最著名的一段经文啊。
If I had about 3 or 4 hours, we'd go through this verse.
如果我们有三四个钟头，我都可以讲这段经文，讲不完。
But I don't think you want to stay here.
但我想你不愿意留那么长啊。
But the writer of the Letter of Hebrews defines faith very succinctly here.
希伯来书作者呢，很简单扼要的对信心下了一个定义。
He tells us that faith,
信心
is a substance.
信心就是实底，一个实底。
Some translations use the word assurance.
有些翻译做深信，一个保证。
But the better translation of the word
但是这个字翻译的更贴切一点呢
is substance
就是实底
something you can hold on to
实实在在的一个根底一个根基
the substance of faith
信心的实底 根据 这段经文
is that which undergirds our existence
这个实底把我们整个人生都托起来 托住。
It's like the foundation under the building.
就像这个房子的根基基础一样啊。
You don't see it.
你看不到基础，看不到。
But you know it's there.
但你知道一定有个根基。
Because the building is standing up.
因为这个房子在这儿。
Something under there holding it up.
下面一定有一个基础把这个房子给托住。
Faith is that underlying foundation.
是信心，就是下面那个。
The very core of our existence,
这是我们整个人生的信仰的
which holds up all the rest,
把我们整个人给托住。
It's a substance,
这是一个实底
something that holds us up,
把我们托住的实底。
And the substance of a Christian life,
一个基督徒的人生的实底是什么？
Is this radical trust in Jesus Christ,
就是这个对神的彻底的、
全
然的信托。
Underneath what it means to be a believer,
你成为基督徒到底什么意思呢？
Should be this radical trust in God,
就是这个全新的信靠他。
And the house that we build on top of this foundation,
我们在这个基础上上面所建造的房子呢？
Is all the rest of our life,
就是我们的一生一世的生活。
Our service to the Lord,
我们对主的服事等等。
Our obedience to Him,
我们对他的
Our worship,
对他的信靠。
Our prayer,
我们的敬拜，我们的祷告。
Our Bible study,
我们的读经等等。
All of that is built on top,
都是建立在
of a radical faith in Christ,
一个全心信靠神的实底。
There's far too many Christians,
那个世上太多基督徒了。
Trying to build the foundation,
想要建造那个基础。
Christ is the foundation.
基督才是基础。
He is the substance of our effort.
他是我们所望之知识的实底。
And we build on top of Him.
我们在他的基础上。
Our trust in Him.
我们是信靠他。
His work.
他为我们成就的。
Our lives.
为我们所成就的。
And you will notice that the writer says that it's the substance.
你会注意到，作者说呢，这个实底。
Of things hoped.
信就是所望之事的实底，所望之事。
What is the basis of the hope of the world?
这个世界上的人所盼望的是什么
？All of those people there,
那些外邦人，那些不信主的人
，Where do they find hope?
他们所望的，所盼望的是什么？希望的，盼望的，希望的是什么
？When disaster comes into their lives, what do they? Where is their hope?
当他们生命中遭到了一些意外的事情，他们的希望，他们的盼望是什么
？What do they rally to find some sort of assurance?
他们从哪里找到一些确据，拿到找到一些根基呢
？Where do they look to?
他们仰望的是什么？盼望的是什么
？They can only go one place.
他们只能够找到一个地方。
Only one place.
唯一一个地方。
To themselves,
找自己，靠自己。
They can only go to themselves.
他们只能够信自信。
Because their friends will let them down.
因为他们的朋友都会叫他们失望。
Government will always do what is right.
政府不见得做的都是对的。
And even very helpful people,
甚至那些很好的朋友
sometimes not so much.
有时候帮不了你。
So where's the genuine hope of the world?
所以这世界上的人的真正的盼望、期望
，It doesn't exist.
是什么呢？根本没有。
It doesn't exist. There is no hope.
他们没有盼望，他们绝望了。
The average person out there,
这世界上一般的人，普通的人
，is going through life.
在生命中挣扎。
And they don't know where they're going.
他们不知道何去何从。
They don't know what's coming.
他们不知道将来发生什么。
The light at the end of the tunnel.
这个人生隧道的终点是什么
？Is the train coming in the other direction?
就前面有一部火车向你直奔而来。
They have no hope.
他们没有盼望。
But for those of us who are all in Christ.
但是我们这些全心信靠基督的人
，We have real hope.
我们有真正的盼望。
We look to the future.
我们有将来的盼望。
And we say it doesn't matter what happens in this life.
不管今生今世发生什么事儿。
Because Christ,
因为基督
will bring us through that.
会带领我们经过这一切。
Into His eternal kingdom.
进到他永恒的国度。
You see, faith allows us
信心让我们
to look at the troubles that we're having in this life.
让我们面对今生今世的困难困苦。
And we all have troubles in this life.
我们在今生都有困苦患难。
Some of your lives are filled with misery.
你们有些人的生命中充满了很多的悲剧。
Some of your lives are filled with pain.
有很多的痛苦。
But with faith,
但是带着信心。
You get to look past the circumstances.
你就可以超越眼前的困难。你看到耶稣基督
raised from the dead,
他从死里复活
seated at the right hand of God,
坐在父神的右边
coming back.
他还要再来。
So even if the pain,
尽管如今的痛苦
kills you,
会把你给整死。
You still look past it.
你仍然
because your trust is not in the things of this world.
你仍然看到那将来的盼望，因为你所盼望不是今生今世的事。
It's not in doctors.
不是你信靠医生。
It's not in money.
不是靠钱。
Your position.
或者你的地位。
Because all that can be taken away.
因为这一切都可能失去。
It's in a promise.
你乃是信靠一个应许。
From God.
神的应许。
That raised his son from the dead.
他的应许把他的儿子从死里复活了。
He promised that he will do the same for us.
他应许了，也要使我们这些信靠他人从死里复活。
And our response is.
我们的回应应该是
，I'm all in.
我全心投入。
This life.
今生今世
may kill me.
可能我会死掉。
But he.
但是他
has promised good to me.
他应许了。必要
that my friends is faith.
帮助我，弟兄姊妹，这是信心。他
必要。See why it's radical?
这是。
See why it's radical?
看到为什么信心是如此的彻底，这么翻天覆地。
It's not ordinary.
因为这不是一般的信心。
The typical person doesn't have it.
一般人不可能有信心的。
But those who have been turned.
唯有那些被神转过来。
By God's grace.
借着神的恩典归信他们
They have it.
他们有信心
And in Hebrews chapter 11
在希伯来书十一章
After verse 1
第一节之后
The writer gives a list
希伯来书的作者给我们的一连串的
Of people who had that kind of trust
信心英雄榜这些有信心的人
Praising them
称赞他们的信心
For trusting in God
因为他们都信靠了神
Rather than in themselves
他们不是信靠自己乃是信靠神
The greatest example, in my opinion,
在我的想法里头最好的例子啊，信心的例子是亚伯拉罕信心之父。
Do you remember the story?
你记得亚伯拉罕的故事吗？
God told Abraham,
神告诉亚伯拉罕，
I'm going to make you a great nation.
我会使你成为大国。
I'm going to give you a son.
我要给你一个儿子。
And through him,
借着你的儿子，
you are going to be a great nation.
你就会成为一个大国。
Then God comes to him and says,
然后神到他面前说
Take him up the mountain and sacrifice him to me.
到山上去把你儿子带到山上把他奉献
How would you respond to that?
你会怎么回应
What would you be thinking?
你会怎么想
Wait!
等等
You told me this kid
神你不是告诉我这个儿子
was going to be the great nation.
以后借着他会建立一个大国
And you want me to kill him?
那如今你要我把他杀了
What did Abraham do?
亚伯拉罕做什么了
He said, okay.
他说 OK.
I'm going to trust in God.
我继续信靠神。
I don't know what he's going to do.
我不知道神会做什么。
I'm going to trust in God.
但是我信赖神的应许。
In fact, the writer of the Hebrews says,
其实希伯来书作者说
that when Abraham was walking up that mountain,
当亚伯拉罕正在登山的时候
he said to himself,
他对他自己说
the only way out of this,
我唯一能够从这个困境中解脱的方式
is that after I kill Isaac,
就是我杀了我的儿子以撒之后
God is going to raise him from the dead.
神会叫他从死里复活。
That, my friends, is faith.
弟兄姊妹，这是信心。
To trust in God,
信靠神
in spite,
尽管
of what we think is best.
尽管我们认为是不可能，我们
a radical trust in God.
这是全新的信赖他的话。
His promise,
他的应许。
Regardless of what's going on in your life.
不管你生命中发生任何事情，你仍然信他。
There'll be some days when we wonder whether God is even around.
有时候我们会觉得，哎，到底神存不存在啊？
But we stay fixed on His promise.
但是我们仍然信靠他的应许。
It is the substance.
这是我们所信之事的实底。
Of our hope.
这是我们所望之事的实底。
We prove.
我们证明。
That we have.
我们有。
Genuine faith.
真正的信心。
If two things are true.
如果两件事是事实，我们就证明我们有真信心。
Number one，
第一
，We have an inward and outward confession。
我们有里面的信心和外面的承认。
That God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead。
神叫基督从死里复活了。
And our life，
而且我们的生命
demonstrates
也显明出来。
A total
一个完全的
trust in the promise of God.
完全在信靠神的应许。
Paul said it in Romans 10:9.
保罗在罗马书第十章第九节说的。
If you believe,
你若口里
称 God raised Jesus Christ from the dead,
心里信神叫他
call him Lord,
而且口里认他为主
you will be saved,
就必得救。
Why does Paul say that faith is believing God raised Jesus from the dead?
为什么保罗说信心是相信神叫他从死里复活呢？
Because it's the proof,
因为这是证明证据
that God gave to us,
神给了我们
That he had accepted what Jesus did,
神接纳了基督为我们成就的
for you,
为我们所成就的
That's why we trust it.
所以我们信靠他
Because Jesus Christ walked out of that tomb.
因为耶稣从坟墓里头活活的走出来了
Therefore, we can trust everything that God says.
所以我们可以信靠神所说的一切的应许
Jesus said, "I'll come back after 3 days."
耶稣说我三天之后会回来，会复活
And he did.
他照着他所说的成就
He keeps his word.
他说话算话
We got to trust him fully.
所以我们就完全信靠他
In his word.
因为他应许
That
这
is
就是
faith.
信心
And we must serve him without hesitation.
我们必须毫无保留地服侍他
Trust in him.
全心地信靠他
And he will be found faithful.
他是信实的说话算话
Let me encourage you to come back later this evening.
好，我鼓励大家今天晚上再来。
We'll put repentance and faith back together.
我们会把悔改和信心放在一块儿。
And we'll talk about this fullness of conversion.
我们会讲到这个归信的整个过程，悔改、信心。
Do you have that kind of radical faith?
你有没有这一个彻底的信心呢？完全的信托呢
？Are you trusting in Christ?
你今天正在信靠基督
吗？
在信靠基督的应许吗？除他以外，没有别的信托吗？没有别的依靠吗
？If you are, the Bible says you are saved.
如果你正在信靠他，圣经说
If you're trusting in something else,
如果你信靠别的东西
，You're just like the rest of humanity.
你就像其他的人一样。
Turn from your sin.
你要从你的罪中回转。
Put aside your self-righteousness.
把你的自义都丢掉。
Your religion doesn't matter.
你的宗教不能救你。
Your spirituality doesn't matter.
你所谓的属灵救不了你。
Your service of some kind.
你的服侍。
It's not going to save you.
做这个做那个救不了你。
Only trusting in Christ.
唯独信靠基督，他能救我们。
If you were put on trial for being a Christian,
如果有一天你上审判庭，因为你是基督徒要受审判的话。
Would there be enough evidence to convict you?
法官能够找到充分的证据来定你的罪是基督徒吗？
Would the rest of the world see faith in you?
世界能够看到你的生命中有信心的表现吗？
Or are you carrying around something you hope will help?
或者你有另外一个除了信靠基督，你还有别的底牌儿，别的东西？
Trust and obey.
信而顺服。
For there's no other way.
除此之外
to be happy in Jesus.
不能讨耶稣喜悦
but to trust.
唯有信而顺服
And that command, trust and obey.
命令信靠顺服
is one command.
只有一个命令，其实是一个命令
Trust him today.
今天就信靠他吧
Let's pray.
我们祷告
O Father of lights.
O
Lord of glory,
荣耀的主，荣耀的光。
We praise you for your holy name.
我们为着你的圣名感谢你。
We praise you for what you have done in Christ.
我们为着你在基督里我们成就的感谢你。
We praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
That you sent your Son Jesus Christ.
你差遣你的儿子耶稣基督。
To pay for our sins perfectly.
为我们的罪偿清了罪债。
And then by your power.
又借着你的大能。
You raised him from the dead.
你叫他从死里复活。
And seated him at the right hand of power.
让他坐在父神宝座大能者的右边。
And given to us the word.
又给了我们你的话语。
That we might trust you.
好叫我们可以信靠你。
Oh, give us faith.
哦，主啊，赐我们信心。
That we might follow and believe.
好叫我们跟随你，相信你。
Put our whole life into Christ.
让我们一生都委身于你。
Hold nothing back.
我们毫无保留的
trust nothing else,
信靠没有别的东西
but Jesus Christ alone.
唯独信靠基督
We trust in your promise.
我们信靠你的应许。
Save those who will call upon the name of the Lord.
要拯救凡呼求主名的人。
Give us the faith to call upon his name.
求主给我们信心来呼求他的名。
And be found faithful to him.
然后对他信实到底。
By your Holy Spirit, I pray.
借着你的圣灵，我们祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。我的所有盼望根基，信是所望之事的什么实底。我们盼望的根基是在于什么？因为我是个好人，是不是？因为我的素质高，是吧？因为我做了好事儿，因为我心地善良，对不对？不，如果你信靠任何其他东西，你的结局就是沉沦灭亡。除他以外别无，不要当做儿戏啊！很多人到教会混了，糊里糊涂，听，左耳朵进，右耳朵出，这是福音啊，这是好消息啊！你要信靠自己都完了，唯独基督，现在就悔改。像刚刚摩尔说的，丢掉你的自义、自信，我靠这个，靠那个，靠我的行为，靠我做好事，我捐钱，我做这个，我不是你，不是自信，而是信他。让我们真诚的悔改，信靠主耶稣基督，不要失去今天的机会。主在呼召你，你听到这个福音就是神的恩典领导，神的礼物给了你，你要回应，用信心回应，用悔改回应。现在走来就来信靠他，我们唱。